News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the COVID vaccine rollout is rapidly gathering pace, and thank God, don't we all say, across Europe. But does this mean that travel across Europe is going to be possible this summer? And does it mean that Europe, maybe not the rest of the world, unfortunately, but that Europe is in the end game of COVID-19 here? For more on all of this, I am joined now by Dr. Margaret Harris, who is a spokesperson for the WHO. Margaret, the WHO view, the European, let's look at it from the European as opposed to the global for a moment, the European vaccine rollout programme, are you satisfied that it's going well? Are you satisfied that actually we are now moving towards controlling the pandemic here?
Good morning, Ciara. Vaccination is one element, one tool. It's not the only thing that's going to control the pandemic. So that's the first point to make. Yes, indeed, most countries in Europe have now really started to step up. But we are all facing a problem with the shortage, especially those countries that were relying on the vaccines being produced out of India, because as we all know, India is seeing a horrific outbreak, and it's a demonstration of what can happen anywhere still. So even a vaccination is great, and it will help. All the other measures, all the public health social measures, must continue to be done so we get transmission right down.
Okay, so the UK are talking about an end of social distancing on the 21st of June. Is that a bit of a pipe dream for the rest of Europe, do you think?
Well, certainly, again, we've put out extremely detailed guidance on this now, because you look at these measures and you apply them according to what's going on in your community with your transmission. And the first thing is to know what's happening with your transmission. So make sure you're still testing a lot, you're tracing a lot, that everybody is involved in ensuring that if they have been in contact or they think they may have been in contact, that they're very open with that. And you apply your measures according to what your transmission's doing. And you should do it very much at targeted local level, not just say countrywide, but in this area, there's this going on. In that area, that's going on. So you really have to be targeted.
We still have all of that going on here in terms of our levels of lockdowns and restrictions. So that's a good thing. Europe is talking about reopening internally to international travel within Europe. So areas that are epidemiologically the same and that when somebody has a vaccine or a negative test, those types of things, that we can, I suppose, see the movement of people start again to some extent. Is that a reasonable thing to happen in your view?
Indeed, that is our guidance. So essentially, again, know the epidemiology of where you're going and where you're coming from. The aim is not to be importing, seeding another outbreak into another country. So countries that have got high transmission should not be sending people into countries with low transmission.
Okay, so it's not an unreasonable thing in the face of, I suppose, equivalent levels of infection and equivalently low, hopefully, as well. Can I ask you, it's been reported widely, Margaret, in the UK media today that they are going to roll out a third jab. They're talking now about a booster, a third jab of a COVID-19 vaccine. It is undetermined at this point which one they're thinking of using. Before the winter to protect their citizens. Is that the way we're going to be going? Are we going to be seeing that around the world globally? The UK have been, you know, very go ahead and indeed quite sensible on all fronts in terms of their vaccine scheduling.
So that's one of the questions that's still very much open, because you really have to follow what's happening with people's antibody status. Have they achieved an antibody level that's really blocking infection by the virus? And will it stay that way? And that's something we don't know, because we've only been vaccinating for less than 6 months. The experimental vaccination started 6 months earlier, so we've got some data. But those sort of decisions are really dependent on having more data to back it up.
Okay, so that's undecided. Let's broaden out the conversation a little bit. Obviously, Europe appears, and we think it is the case, that we appear to be turning some kind of a corner here. We seem to be plateauing or indeed falling cases in many parts of it. But the rest of the world is not so lucky. The likes of India, obviously desperately harrowing scenes. Are you concerned that the pandemic is more or less out of control in much of the developing world?
India, certainly the outbreak in India is really driving the numbers right now. They're accounting for 46% of the cases worldwide last week. But we are still seeing a small rise in Western Pacific, which was really the star performer. They are now seeing little rises. Yes, the other regions are beginning to see, are not seeing increases in cases, which is good news. But no one is safe. Absolutely no one is safe. I mean, back in February, India was celebrating, thinking, even saying that it had beaten this. So we really need to remember that this virus comes roaring back if you give it a minute, give it a chance.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for giving us that perspective across the world and indeed across Europe. That is Dr. Margaret Harris, their spokesperson for the WHO.